Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Tired of losing weight only to gain it all back? The weight loss experts at SlimRank.com have done the research. SlimRank.com ranks the safest, most effective GLP-1 programs that get and keep the weight off for good. Stop watching the scale go up and down. Go to SlimRank.com and pick America's number one weight loss program today. SlimRank.com. That's SlimRank.com. Your dream body is just a few months away. SlimRank.com.
Just a lozenge?
Because he's run down.
Well, why are you making fun of my illness, okay? I call it being run down. What do you call it when you're run down?
I would, well, you sound and are acting like you're sick.
Yeah,
so I would just
I'm
sick. Yeah, but you said I don't call it sick.
I am.
I'm run down.
You are taking cough drops and medicine, so I am a little curious.
I don't think,
he was chewing them when he walked in. That's why I was like, he's sick.
I didn't catch something. My body is just run down.
Okay, yeah.
So it's not like I caught a cold or like COVID from somebody.
I'm going to text you in 3 days and be like, Mike, I'm sick.
No,
yeah, we'll
like,
see.
You guys can't catch what I have.
Because he's just run down.
Okay.
We have an event tonight for Xbox, but...
Ooh.
Okay, I was looking for cough drops because, like, you know when you have the swollen glands and you can't swallow and it's just a nightmare?
You're sick. You know when you have 104
fever? He's a run down.
You know you have 104 fever and you have chicken pox?
Yeah.
And ear infection?
Well, I was looking for, like, cough drops, and then I saw this and it said with maximum numbing, and I was like, ooh, that sounds interesting.
Have you ever had throat coat tea?
No.
Oh,
This is like lidocaine or something in it. Like it's called benzocaine.
Benzos.
Yeah, it's
Papa Timmy.
Oh,
give me one of those.
I don't know what it is, but it
the brand?
Numbs your whole
CVS.
Okay, Matt.
He's just paralyzed from this one.
Capacol, extra strength, sore throat.
Okay,
so it's got menthol and benzocaine.
Menthol.
Which is just as fun as it sounds.
Benzocaine sounds fun.
So it just like kind of numbs like my whole mouth and my throat, and it kind of feels like when you go to the dentist and they numb your mouth, and you're just like, oh, I can't feel anything.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of like addictive.
I feel like it's something that you are only supposed to like eat.
Oh yeah, they say once every 2 hours. Yeah. But
he's just eating them like
candy. I've seen him eat four.
Sorry, he's got to talk.
It's like a little addicting. It's kind of like.
Maybe it is benzos.
No, but it feels like, you know, you ever go to the dentist and you're like, this is crazy.
I don't like it. I hate that feeling.
Oh.
Or is that lidocaine? Is that how you say
Novocaine.
It? Novocaine. I hate Novocaine.
Novocaine.
I know. It's kind of fun. It's like a new thing. It's like
you got to get throat coat tea.
What is that?
Just like that.
Does it numb your throat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's kind of sick. I should try that.
And it's like yummy too. And it has like obviously other benefits like echinacea, those kinds of things.
I think this morning you
that
should help
people who are run down.
Do you guys have a teapot?
Yeah. I have a kettle.
A kettle. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A kettle.
Yeah.
I have an electric kettle.
Yeah, me too.
An electric one that is just plugged in and it gets hot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I have one of those.
We do not own a teapot.
You should get one.
I do not.
Unless you don't like really
need it. I just use hot water out of like the water dispenser, and that's basically like.
That doesn't get hot enough for tea,
water
does it?
Dispenser?
I think it does.
It's like, it's like steaming.
I mean, you see the steam come off of it.
Oh.
I think that's pretty good.
I love
to
a teapot. I grew up with one that like whistled.
Oh. So that's a quaint.
Yeah.
Don't all whistle?
No. The ones you put on the stove do.
Yeah. Ours was
a
stovey boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a teapot.
I mean, we call them a kettle in America.
Brilliant for the first guy who was like, what if we made it a fucking whistle on the top?
I know. Like, no, it's, so you know cannot it's ignore done. It.
Well, it was crazy, too, because it was like metal. And then it had like a little flap on there. So like that would flip up, too. But then there's a hole that lets the steam out. So it would literally be like flapping and blowing. And then it would just be like
just chaos.
Yeah. And then I'd be like, Dad, take it off.
The one that I have is by this company called Fellow, and it's got a little dial, and you can literally select the temperature that you want it to be. So like 212, 205.
Those ones are so nice looking.
Wait, what?
Is that the one with like the really skinny, like...
Yeah, it's got a gooseneck
Aaron,
spout.
You would love it. It's so
trendy
and cute.
It's great for like ramen and stuff,
what,
too.
Fellow?
Fellow.
Kettle?
I've had it for like 5 years. And
it looks like a science experiment.
Yeah, yeah, it looks like a beaker.
It's a very like elegant thing on your countertop. But yeah, you can.
This is like too modern for me.
What's your favorite science equipment? Are you like graduated cylinder people or like
I
like
the eyewash machine.
Oh, me too. Have you ever used one?
No, but I really wanted to.
Should we buy one? You got that like at a party? Like a bottle one?
Yeah.
The whole shower one?
The whole shower one, it's, just to rinse off and wash
like
your
no
eyes.
One my entire high school career, like I was used never it. Present for when it was used.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they're probably used so rarely, but like they have to. It's funny they have to install in like every science lab, but I'm sure half of them have never been used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good they have them, I guess.
Have you ever pulled a fire alarm?
No.
You know
not
what?
Me, but it's been pulled while I was there. That's cool.
I've never I've never pulled like a real one to like activate like an entire building, but I want to say I was at like a party and someone bought like a fire alarm and you could
to see what it feels like?
Yeah, just to see what it feels like.
It's kinda
I feel
nice.
Like I've done that before. But I do love a fire alarm.
What would you say? Oh, I love the microscope. Blows my mind every time.
Oh, yeah.
You get like a little drop of water and you're like, that's literally just water. And then you look at it and it's like a full ecosystem of bacteria.
And
then
you have that moment where you're like, you're going to want to see this.
It's so cool.
I've made a breakthrough. Come like, see this.
Like, oh. Oh, yeah. I love that. Just a little Petri dish, too.
That seems like the least scientific. It's literally just a plastic thing.
But
there's
grows,
nothing scientific about it.
We grow bacteria in a safe, sterile environment, and you're able to observe it.
Can't I just buy a piece of Tupperware and get the exact same experience?
Okay, sure.
Why are we calling it? It's like, I don't know.
I like the name Petri.
Petri from Land Before Time?
Yeah. I had a TY, like, not off-brand, but it wasn't like a Beanie Baby. It was like one of the bigger ones, and I named it Petri.
Oh, like a pterodactyl?
No, it was a duck.
You named it Petri.
Yeah.
I mean, Petri was very Petri. Duck-like.
T-Y. No, that... Okay.
Beanie Baby. Ty.
Then, yeah, name's but got, I would say T-Y.
Have you seen the documentary about it?
Yeah.
And the movie with Zach Galifianakis plays
so
him.
Good.
And
so
Elizabeth
is,
Banks.
Is Beanie the Princess Bubble? Diana one worth any money?
Which one?
No.
The Princess Diana
Beanie
one?
Baby.
Oh.
Maybe like $100 or so on eBay.
It's purple, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It has like a white rose on it.
I have two of them.
You have two of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn, Aaron.
I remember someone gave me.
You bought them recently?
No. They've been in glass cases since the 90s.
Glass cases?
Yeah.
It's like with your fine china.
It was crypto for wine moms in the 90s.
100%.
I saw, or someone gave me like a Green Bay Packers one when I was like little, and I was like, I'm going to be a fan of them now. And then I wasn't.
Oh, I'm just going to
sorry,
say.
Aaron.
Didn't they just sign someone? And I think it was Green Bay or another team that was, I think it's Green Bay. He's like going to be the highest paid quarterback like ever. It was like for over $200 million. And then he got a $170 million signing bonus and then like a $70 million
Jesus.
Something else.
Who's
holy shit.
I'm pretty sure. Let me Google it. No.
I was asking, I was like, how much do you think, like, what is, like, women's, like, what sport was it?
Basketball?
Was it a base, softball? No, basketball. Women's basketball. And I was like,
Jordan
what's, like, the
Love.
Highest paid? It was, like, $200,000.
Yeah.
Well,
no one's
not
women
for, like,
watching.
Who's the girl? Caitlin Clark? I thought
yeah.
she got...
Oh, I don't know.
Lot.
No, I think it was like 70,000, but it's because they make more in sponsorship money
true.
Anyway.
Yeah,
but
the
like
commercials.
Of course, like male athletes, they're getting paid $100 million.
Yeah, so it's like
getting the same kind of
sponsorship. It's
did
crazy
you see
the difference.
The cheese girl?
Yes,
from
that's
the Olympics.
So sick. The Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
She's sponsored by like Parmesan cheese. And so like randomly on her feed, she has like photos with like giant wheels of Parmesan cheese.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing.
Parmigiano.
Jordan Love contract. Yeah, $220 million. Jordan Love, yep, Green Bay, is signing Love to a 4-year, $220 million contract.
Love it. Well, good for them.
Incredible.
It's such a good, like,
so funny.
Do we think that they knew that this would be weird and viral, or do they like, no, this is cool?
Yeah.
Or are they like, no, ironically, like, we know what we're doing here.
Somebody creative was like, this looks cool.
Like, but do you, like, is going viral not because it's, like, good content. It's going viral because it's fucking insane.
Yeah. No, it's funny.
I'm going saying, viral you think that they knew it was funny
no,
when they
were
making it?
No, I don't think that they
you
knew.
You thought it was, like, some farmer who was like, oh, I guess we'll do this for our cheese company.
Is there a specific brand?
I don't know. That's why I was like, is it just Parmesan cheese as a concept is sponsoring
yeah.
this?
Like, because I couldn't imagine, like, a Gen Z person, like, getting out of college and working at a Parmesan cheese company. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But maybe. But to me, I think it's the latter. It's just like.
It just happened to be insane.
Yeah.
And people found it. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Parmesan cheese.
Me too. I love cheese.
Do you ever buy a block of Parmesan and do the whole like.
We always do.
You do?
Because, no one loves to.
To do the whole.
We got both.
Shebang. I just get the.
I get the shitty green bottle of Kraft.
Oh, and the plastic, the pre.
Yeah.
Pre-shredded.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like
100%.
It's easy.
That shit's made out of like plastic, dude.
So is everything.
No. If you get a real block of cheese.
Yeah, but I just said I got both. Like, we like having both.
That green, the green top.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do like that one.
Don't be a hater. You Postmates every day, so.
Not anymore. Deleted the app. Except if they're sponsoring this episode.
And you said you get pre-made meals.
Hmm?
You get pre-made meals.
I go to the kosher grocery store, and they have like a hot bar there, so I'll get like a bunch of, like a catered tray of stuff, and then I'll heat it up throughout the week.
In the microwave.
In the air fryer.
Mm.
Don't.
He's like, don't belittle me.
It's wild how much you infer properly about me with not having dated me, knowing my like intimate routine.
Wait, what does that mean?
Like, just like I would microwave. Like I would microwave food. Like that's a very thing that you would know. Like if you spent a lot of time in my house, but Aaron knows that just because
we're buds.
Yeah, it's funny,
guys. We're dating. Surprise.
Well, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to Good Influences, your favorite podcast. Today, our topic, we're just going to stem from it and still chat, but we're going to be exploring outdated social norms, things that we still do on our day-to-day basis, but we're like, is this outdated?
Oh, wait.
Or did you go to social norms from back in the day?
Mine was a mix, but I thought it'd be more interesting, in my opinion, to do old ones that we don't do anymore that like would be crazy. But I have like a couple that are.
Well, let's go dive into the past and see what we used to do.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, when I thought outdated social norms.
Hold on, we'll get to it because I don't know what that means, and I'm excited to find out.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
There's two things that outdated social norms could be.
Mine was like stuff. I assumed it was like things that are still happening that we should stop
doing.
That's what you interpret.
She has ones now, and I have like old ones.
On this side of the room, it's things that people used to do that we don't do anymore. So like they're outdated.
I was like, what are like the silliest outdated? Because obviously, I looked up like old social norms, and it was like slavery, and I'm like, I'm not talking about that. But I went more silly route where it was like people used to do that. So formal attire for air travel, like everyone would dress the fuck up.
Yeah,
it used to be. It's just crazy because like when I fly, I literally am dressed down. Sweatpants.
Although wear your fucking socks on the airplane.
And
but yeah,
also, it was because I think it was like mostly wealthy people flying. I'm assuming they would be dressed up.
Just like businessmen.
Mm-hmm. Because you would get off the plane and you'd probably go straight to whatever business trip or thing.
I always
doing.
Feel so bad when I see a guy in a suit.
I know.
Like, they're going straight to a meeting somewhere.
I know. That sucks. Sometimes I love looking at photos from even back, like, in the 80s and 90s at sports games, and so many of the people in the audiences are wearing suits because you would go watch a game right after work.
Yeah.
And that was another one that I read or I saw where it was ties. But I like ties. I think ties look great. I think they complete a formal fit really, really well. But a lot of people are just like, what's the point of this?
Oh, really?
The tie serves.
Are people sort of like over ties?
Yeah. I think you start seeing ties less and less and less in every type of like semi-formal situation. Usually sometimes like the tie would be like maybe you don't wear a jacket, but you wear the tie along with whatever you're wearing.
I feel like as a woman, like thinking who like likes fashion, like if I were a guy who had a corporate job where I had to wear a suit, like a tie would be so fun.
Yes.
Because that would be like the flair of the fit.
And I think they're getting less and less popular because there's less occasions to wear it. And men, I don't think, know how to tie a tie.
Yeah.
And so they're
especially
like, why
a bow
am I going to futz with this thing that I don't know how to actually do?
Why is it so complicated?
Because you have to get the measurement right, or like you want the tie to at least get right above your belt. A lot in it, if you're not used to tying a tie, you're going to make it short and it's not going to hit. Like, there's different types of knots.
Because when you start it, you have the long side on one side of your shoulder and the short side on the other, and you have to like balance it that way it ends up in the right amount. So like if you start it this way and then you do the whole process and then you finish and you're like, damn, it's only up to here. You got to restart it all over again and then try and readjust.
Men have it so rough.
I was just going to say, I really thought that you guys were just soaring through life very easily.
Ties are so complicated.
Though, like tying a bow tie is awful.
Yeah.
And you're pulling up a YouTube video of some guy going, what's up guys? This is Dapper for a dollar. And he's tying the most hideous looking bow tie.
TJ literally did that as we were walking to your wedding.
Remember that.
I set aside 45 minutes before I need to be wearing a bow tie because I cannot for the even... I have three different videos.
And no men know how to do it.
It's so hard.
And it doesn't even look that good.
No, it never
looks
good.
You have to perfect tying a bow tie for it to look so good.
Yeah.
I think just doing a clip-on is just the way to go. Nobody ever goes, is that a clip-on?
I do that.
You do that?
No.
You go to parties and go,
no, you're just like, that looks so good. How did you tie that?
No,
is it a clip-on?
I would never call someone after having a clip-on. But I go to like... Here's it mirrored. Here's it this way. Because like if you're trying to tie it and you're using a mirror,
it's
like...
It's so hard.
Oh, it's impossible.
TJ, whenever he brings a bow tie, he always asks like every guy, like, hey, like the night before or something. He's like, do you know how to tie a bow tie? Every single time, everyone says no.
I'm with him.
No, yeah, you have to. I know the basics of it, but.
Avril Lavigne really brought back the tie, though.
For sure.
But also in the olden days of when air travel was like hip,
cigs.
The smoking on airplanes was crazy.
Cigs. They were blasting cigs.
Being really a crazy. Flight attendant was.
Sorry, that was me.
Oh, I thought it was like your phone or something. being a flight attendant was like a very desirable job. Like girls would come out of school.
You'd meet a rich man.
Yeah, and you just like had to try to apply. And it was like almost like a beauty pageant fashion show to be a flight attendant.
Look at photos of Pan Am Airlines and like the shit they were wearing.
And like the magazine ads of like what airlines you should fly. And they're like, maybe you'll meet Becky, what they would call them, a stewardess back then.
Like Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Yes, that's what like being a flight attendant used to be.
This episode is sponsored by Way, one of my favorite hair care products. And also, they got lotion and soap and other things that I also love. I'll get into that later, but like, I do love this brand a lot. And it does feel like a lot of times shampoo, conditioner, et cetera, are one size fits all. And that's where Way comes in because it is not one size fits all. Whether your strands are fine, medium, or thick, Way has shampoo and conditioner that's your type. It's actually very cool. They have a quiz on their website where you can kind of like narrow down what kind of hair you have and what kind of products you should be getting. And so they can like figure that out for you. I have a couple favorite Way products. I have their leave-in conditioner that's a spray, which I use it every time I wash my hair. And they have a hair gloss, which I use maybe like once a week in the shower. And it just makes my hair feel really nice and shiny. And it smells so good. Everything they have smells so good. It's crazy. Wash your way to healthier hair with shampoos and conditioners made just for you. Go to theouai.com and use code GOOD for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theouai.com, code GOOD.
Mm-hmm.
And smoking on airplanes.
That is disgusting.
Smoking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I had for like an outdated...
That would be like my nightmare.
An outdated social norm that we... That, like, no, I guess it is old, but like you could smoke anywhere. Like in restaurants, it'd be like a smoking section and a non-smoking.
They still have
like,
that in like Tokyo.
It's like,
do you remember as a kid going into places and there was smoking and non-smoking?
Yeah.
And, like, I remember the smell of cigarettes indoors as a kid.
Yeah.
Like... At establishments, not like that much.
I feel like
in
I
homes.
Don't really.
I went to Applebee's so much. It's like distinctly Applebee's. I remember them being like smoking or non.
And
before it got banned from it, I remember it being getting banned, and I was so happy about the bowling alley because when you'd go bowling, you'd come home smelling like cigarettes. And when they banned it from bowling alleys, I was like, thank God.
If you have a non-smoking section and a smoking section, the whole restaurant
it's
a
smoking
is a smoking
section. It doesn't matter.
It's not.
I remember it with like hotels.
Oh, non-smoking or smoking room?
They still have them in Vegas, but I booked...
You booked a smoking room?
I booked a smoking room at the Flamingo.
Do you smell
double
it?
Yeah, but I could smoke in the room. Because I didn't want to like have to go out in the hallway and like smoke. It was one night.
Just
and
blasting
I was just, like,
cigs
for fun.
In bed. That is gross.
In bed. Old times.
Yeah.
I also wanted to add, this is just interesting. Some say that well-dressed passengers, the on the we're still on the flying one.
May receive better. Thank you for pointing at me. Huh? I said thank you for pointing at me.
You're welcome. Some say that well-dressed passengers may receive better treatment from the cabin crew if they're dressed up, such as upgrades, freebies, and more respect. For example, a gate agent might be more likely to upgrade a passenger wearing a jacket and tie over wearing flip-flops.
Ooh, I mean, that is true. I still think that can work in situations. If you dress up and you look good,
people yeah, going to, like, yes a club to
you.
Or something.
Well, they're not going to, if you're wearing flip flops and shorts and like a tie dye hoodie, you're not going to get plane. The upgrade. They're not putting you in first class because first class has to have a look to it unless you pay $8,000.
Crazy.
But.
Could you imagine, though, like being in a suit or like a really nice dress and then you get delayed for 13 hours?
Right.
Like, that would be my nightmare.
I'd be like, I'm buying all the sweats in this airport and change it.
Because they probably didn't even have that
hours?
Then.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
even like 5 hours.
I know.
Just sitting there in a suit.
I'm thinking about the Uber on the way to the airport, sitting in a dress.
And the shoes, wearing dress shoes at the airport. Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah. Pardon Especially me, like, if you don't have TSA pre-check.
Do. I don't know. I like to you just, should like, do it I like on to your just next rough flight. It up and think I'm just like an intense businessman.
On your next flight, you and Patricia should like dress the fuck up.
I'd
be kind of funny.
I would do it. I just actually I don't think I would like just knowing that my jacket is getting like I wouldn't wear the jacket in this seat.
You have to.
You do?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
For your wedding, me and Caucasian James were not intending to be on the same flight, but we ended up being on the same flight. And we were wearing boots, cowboy boots, because we were going to Alabama. And then that was the only shoes we had. The other shoes were the dress shoes for the wedding. We landed in Miami. We were supposed to get a...
you what? Only brought a pair of cowboy boots and dress shoes?
Well, it was the wedding, and it was like three nights. Oh, and I was like, we're going to go out to like a bar. I mean, they're like comfortable. They're not like unbearable. But I did not bring a pair of sneakers, and neither did James. And we landed in Miami. We were supposed to catch a layover from Miami to Birmingham. We had an hour and a half, like, it'll be fine. We land, first of all, we took off 40 minutes late, so we're already fucked.
Classic.
Then we land, and they don't let us off the plane for another 20 minutes. So we had maybe 13 minutes to get from where we were to the gate in the Miami airport. The gate that we went to was the furthest possible gate in the entire airport. Me and James ran full speed in cowboy boots. Breaking down in sweat, schlepping our luggage, taking breaths every like 30 seconds, like, okay, let's rest. And then we like considered taking our shoes off. Like, is this better? Stopping the guys in the trucks to be like, hey, can you please drive us? We're about to miss our flight. They're like, you have a reservation? We're like, no.
Oh, you have to get a reservation for those things?
Uh-huh.
How do you reserve those?
We get to the gate. 3 minutes we missed it by.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm convinced if he would have had sneakers on, we would have made it.
But you would have made it.
Yeah.
So I think sneakers when you're flying. Even
you gotta bring running shoes if you have a layover, just in case.
What are some other ones?
I thought like spanking in school.
Oh,
like nuns.
Yeah.
Oh, school.
My mom went to Catholic school and she'd be like,
you're like in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Or just spanking your school, kids, I guess. But I think people still do that. But like
still do what?
Like spank their kids.
Oh, so many people do that.
But it's just crazy that, my mom went to Catholic school and she's told me so many times, like, nuns would literally spank you.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
with a ruler,
yeah.
Like,
rule
your hands.
Your knuckles.
Yeah.
I got my knuckles bruised by a lady.
I've never heard that. By a nun?
No. I'll follow you into the dark.
Yeah.
The
Dash.
Catholic school. Vicious. Sorry. My dad, went to Catholic school at the time. Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, now
you,
it would be.
You hit my kid?
Yeah, now it'd be a whole TikTok. Be like, so my daughter goes to blah, blah, blah school, and you won't believe what the teacher did.
Yeah.
Pull
I think
up
that was just so much because their parents were hit all the time in school, and so it just gets passed down, and they think that's just the form of discipline.
That was like,
go ahead.
Went in my grandparents' house. We would go there and there were like sticks hanging on the wall and one of them just had like a bunch of like it was like a wooden stick with a bunch of like pokey things and like literally they're like that's what we would get hit with.
Oh my god.
Pokey things on it too?
Yeah, like other parts
the
of chokey. The wood.
Yeah. You guys know the chokey.
I never was like, are you kidding?
You're gonna puncture
like
my
your grandfather
butt.
Will hit you with this. If you
so
don't
it was,
behave.
Like, spiky?
Yeah.
And I guess people don't really hit their kids anymore. That's a crazy.
I think a lot of people still do.
I mean, people do, but it is. That's a.
It's really debatable,
though. Can you just imagine hitting a child?
I know. Like, many other ways to go. Like,
what are we doing here,
like,
folks?
Yeah, I can.
I mean, I know, but like, if a 4-year-old is like doing something, you're an adult and you're going to hit a 4-year-old? It's insane.
Like, spanking, I think, was like a.
Like,
the thing.
On the butt.
Yeah.
Hit him on the butt. I don't know about all that.
I would never.
I remember we used to get choked out in my elementary school.
Choked out?
Yeah, because they would just be rage. The teachers would rage.
Yeah, my science teacher put his hands on me.
Oh, that's right.
Pinned that up against a wall.
That happened
that's
to me.
I'll never
crazy.
Forget it.
All the time.
Mr.
The principal did it.
You say his name.
If a kid's mouthing off at lunch, I remember the principal would just pick the kid up by their throat and just be like,
"What?
Oh yeah." Oh,
I forget you're so much older than us. That makes sense. You're
2 years older than you.
I know. You get nuns in school too.
What the?
No.
Did you ever have to do time out and go sit in a corner, but face the corner?
No. The dunce sometimes. Cap thing.
Oh yeah, in school we never had to do dunce cap, none of that stuff.
Cindy
but
was doing
in
it too.
Daycare, this woman's house we would go stay in if we were in trouble. We had to go stand. We couldn't even sit in the corner.
Oh,
stand that's good discipline. And look at a corner.
I like that.
And then one time I was dressed up as Rudolph and I had lipstick on my nose for skit. And she pushed me into the corner and then my nose touched the corner. She goes, "Look what you did." And I'm "You
gaslighter
put me over here." And then I had to sit there and just clean the wall in the corner.
My God.
I remember
God.
So vividly.
Sorry, this triggered a really random memory, but did you guys have Book It?
Book It.
It was you read a certain amount of books a month and then you get stars for the books, and then if you get all of them you get you're a part of the pizza party at
yes,
the end of the year.
Yes, yes.
I remember there was one month I just didn't read the book and I was taking the quiz and I think it was before school had started, but I was supposed to do it before school or something, and there was three other kids in the room and they were all helping me because I was asking them I don't know the answer and they were all helping me. So after I finished, I obviously was so paranoid all day, and I remember I was in a class called reading. We had reading class and I was just sitting there by myself just reading something, and that teacher for the quiz I took came in and was "Can I speak to Carly really fast?" And I was "Oh my God, this is it." It was literally nothing to do with, I was "Oh my fuck." I thought I was gonna get spanked.
Did you ever get hit for when you were a kid by anybody?
Mm-mm.
No violence,
I don't think.
Weak.
Yeah.
I remember there was
I'm a snowflake.
I was in English class and there was this it was almost a brain teaser, almost this really long riddle of a story. And it was our homework, and then we had to discuss it in class the next day and figure out what the ending was. And I just Googled it and I found out what the real ending was. And when we had to go into our discussion groups, I was talking with the group.
I think it's going to be this.
I'm talking sixth grade here. And I go, "I Googled it last night and I know what the answer is." And the teacher heard me say that. But then she got in front of the entire class. She's like, "So did we all have good discussions? Good discussions. We talked about what it was. Would love to hear it, but I just want to say somebody cheated." Somebody cheated in this class, and I know who you are, but I'm not going to say your name.
Oh,
and I remember just sitting there
worse.
That's a power move.
Yeah,
I just had tunnel vision, and my whole life was just wah, 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 wah. And I'm and yes.
Did they ever say anything to you?
No.
Whoa.
She almost did something where it was "Come talk to me after class," and I didn't do it.
The
I
snark of your blind. Teachers, man. That's,
what if she wasn't even talking about you?
Yeah, what if it
That'd
wasn't?
Be crazy.
I don't know to this day. And actually, she was one of my favorite teachers.
You should ask
and
her.
Should I?
I think that'd be hilarious.
I've been wanting to send her an email just to say "You were my favorite teacher," because I'm always kind of worried if she's gonna die, or
you
what?
Should. No,
because
I
gotta think she was probably 65. Now she has to be 85.
Yeah. Hopefully she remembers. I'd be like, "Do you remember?"
She would. She would remember
you
me
think?
For sure.
No, I think
because I nominated
you, but...
her for the Disney Teacher of the Year too.
You did what?
I nominated her for you remember Disney Channel would be "Do you have an amazing teacher? Send us
no,
a thing."
And that's so funny.
Yeah, and then it went $80,000 on a trip to Disneyland or something.
Aww.
And she didn't win, but she got notified that I nominated
Maybe if she won,
her.
She wouldn't have been mad at you.
Maybe.
Okay.
Sorry.
Child violence. Outdated.
Yeah. Pretty outdated.
What about elbows on the table?
Oh.
I don't think about that.
You don't think
about that? Well, it's weird. I guess I do sometimes. I'm this seems rude. But, I don't really care.
It goes back to, history. Because apparently back then, the tables were very, makeshift and stuff. And not that, stable of a table.
Oh.
And so if you had your elbows then, it could, flip the whole table.
Oh,
you gotta go to Latte Larry's. They got stable tables.
Yeah,
no wobbly tables.
But I think
there.
If you're, having dinner with the king or queen and or the president.
Yeah, my elbows should not be on the table.
If it's a white cloth dinner table,
white
I don't
cloth.
Think you should. A white cloth?
I said white cloth.
Oh, no. A white cloth.
White cloth themed party.
I don't think, I guess you should have elbows on that. But I also sometimes I'm like, why not have a fucking elbow on a table?
I think it depends on who I'm with. If I'm with people that I'm comfortable with, I will never think about it. But if I'm with someone that might have gone to etiquette school or has some level of
cotillion.
That, I will be mindful of having my elbows on the table. But do
such
you,
a weird thing, like now. To
do you
about
immediately
that.
Put the napkin on your lap when
yeah,
you sit down?
I
Patricia
do. Yeah.
Does it first thing. I always like wait until like I think the food's coming and then I oh, do it
immediately. I think I do it right on. Away too. Just like out of just I don't even think about it.
Like the oh. forks are normally all wrapped in it.
Yeah.
I just but I don't think like I'm getting anything yet, so I'm just not rushing to do it.
There, yeah. Do you follow or ever see any of those guys who are trying to give you etiquette tips on TikTok or Instagram?
Oh, yes,
where it's
I
like,
love the British guy.
That guy.
Next time you order, you don't need to point at the menu. Simply fold it, leave it down, and say the dish.
And
simply.
Then all the comments are like, fucking nerd. Like,
he's amazing.
I only ever point when I don't know how to pronounce it. Whatever it is I'm ordering.
Well, I think if you just know that it's like a type of pasta that's the one like noodle, you don't need to say the entire thing. Just say, I'll have the penne, please. And they know exactly.
Well, I
like,
don't
what,
say penne.
Or yeah, penny.
It's penne.
Sorry. My bad.
You should be
I just go, hey, where's the bathroom? And then they go, what, sir? Please be quiet. Yeah.
No, because like if I'm at like a French restaurant or something, sometimes it's like
oh,
all
it's
like in France. Like French speak, and I'm like, I don't know how the fuck to say that.
We call that French.
Yeah, French speak. French speak.
I like a menu that has pictures of the food.
Me too. Oh, I love a picture.
Like a
oh, I need to see it.
Sure.
Cheesecake look it Factory. Up
like a sushi restaurant.
Establishment. Okay, if it's fast it's food, I understand there's pictures at a Burger King. But if I'm eating at a restaurant and you got to show me a picture of what it is
I want to know what the spaghetti and meatballs looks like.
But like you don't go to their Instagram.
Oh, I'll
or,
do that.
Yeah.
Do so,
no, sometimes
before.
I
or they're like
I'm
Yelp.
I'm being silly. But like yeah. I do like at a sushi restaurant. Where they just have a picture of everything. And I'm like, this is perfect because maybe I don't know what some of these things are. Maybe I want to try something. I don't want to get disappointed. I like
yeah.
the picture.
Those Applebee's menus, they got all the pictures. It's basically a picture book.
Mm. I do like it when there is an illustration of what a cocktail looks like in the glass that it's going to come in.
Oh, that's nice.
Because sometimes, like, well, like, you're a guy and you order a cocktail and it comes out in the most, like, feminine looking, like, drink. And you're like,
yeah, a pinkity drink.
A little bit. But, like, sometimes I'm like, I didn't want this, like, you know.
Patricia, I got your drink right here that you ordered.
Yeah,
I got
yeah.
my pinkity drinkity.
I have one. Calling people Mr. and Mrs. as a sign of respect.
They do that in the South. Still,
I don't
right?
understand.
Like,
yeah.
like but, Mr. Mike?
Or Mr. Sheffer. Mike? Like
if you're a
oh,
doctor,
you better
though,
refer.
Who do you want people to call? Like, in what
like
context?
If I, when I was growing up, like, one of my parents' friends would be like, oh, hey, how's it going, Scott? And he'd go, it's not Scott. It's Mr.
It,
blah, blah,
it.
Blah.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay,
oh,
don't get offended.
No, first time meeting them, you usually, I would say Mr. and Mrs., and then they're like, please call me this. Like, that's just like a proper back
but why?
And forth.
I don't understand it.
Well, he's a Southern boy, so he's probably...
I do it out of habit. But then if you say I can call you by your first name, I'm calling you by your first name.
Well, I have it the opposite. I called someone by their first name when I was a kid. My friend said, and he goes, that's not my name. It's Mr. blah, blah, blah. And I was like...
I think as a kid, I kind of get it.
Doctors?
But as an adult...
I just don't understand
but
it.
But if you're a doctor, I'm calling you Dr. So-and-so.
Because yeah, yeah, yeah.
you really, I think, earned that title. And it's just a sign of respect.
Like a friend that you, like, even if you have a friend who's a doctor?
Like, who what? Who's my age?
Yeah, like our age. Like, I have a friend
no,
who's a doctor.
I wouldn't. That's funny you say that. Because, oh my God, yeah, I guess I do know doctors my age. But I wouldn't call them doctor. But if it's like a friend's dad who's a doctor, I'm calling them doctor.
It'd be funny if, like, you became a doctor, Mr. Sheffer, or Dr. Sheffer.
Yeah. I had to call Mike that. Yeah. You should go to school just so he has to call
for
you that.
For 19 years to become a doctor?
Well,
yeah.
No, you could get, like, just
well,
in, like,
PhD,
English or something.
Which is a doctorate.
Yeah.
But that's different than
you're
medical.
You're still a doctor.
Yeah.
Did you have any teachers growing up at your school who were doctors? They weren't Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so. They were Dr.
Yeah,
so-and-so. And it was, like, third
remember that story
grade.
I told? I emailed one of my professors, and I was like, hey, mm-hmm. I forgot, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, first of all, I'm not, hey.
Yeah.
I'm Dr. Oh, yeah. blah, blah. I was like, okay, sorry, geez. Fragile masculinity.
First of all, anyone starting an email with first of all.
It was rough.
How
man.
About we just delete that
I'm
part?
I'm on his side.
I mean, I guess. Yeah.
The Mr. and Mrs. thing, I'm over it. Just fucking get over it.
Yeah.
We're not in the royalty of the London court. Like, it's. Call him John.
Court. Do you do yes, sir, no, ma'am?
No, I think that sometimes, first of all,
No, ma'am.
Just
no, ma'am.
I do it all the time.
2024?
But you were raised that way.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't risk it in 2024. I don't want to miss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Which is like, so now I just say, thank you so much. Sometimes the like, if you're sure, you could throw in a sir or a ma'am, but I don't even think it's worth risking it these
Patricia,
days.
I don't say yes, sir, no, sir, or yes, ma'am, no, ma'am to my parents, but Patricia does to her own parents. And like all
she
of
says
theirs.
It to
yes,
her parents.
Sir?
Yeah, yes, sir, no, ma'am. Certain questions where it's like, yeah, like, or.
I need an example. Role play.
Like, oh, Patricia, did you go pick up that thing from so-and-so's house? Like, yes, sir. Like, that's...
Oh, that's
like,
so weird.
So all of them do that in their family. I'll do it with their parents now all the time. Like, I can't not do it.
Yeah, it almost feels like rude you're their, to not...
Oh, to me, it's like I'm their property. Yes, sir. Yes, master.
No, it is weird because, like, when I catch myself doing it, I'm like, who am I? Yeah. What is happening right now? But my own parents, like, no.
This episode is sponsored by Osea. You know what? It's time for the everything shower, and you want everything to be perfect. And Osea has a new algae body wash that is citrusy. It's all natural, and it smells incredible. Andaria Algae Body Wash infuses your shower with the healing power of the sea. I personally like the gel-like texture that it is, and it rubs into this really rich lather, and it just feels incredible on my skin, and it makes it feel very soft, and of course the scent lingers, and I love that. Osea's Anduria Algae Body Wash is an everything staple. It's natural plant-based ingredient to help support skin's moisture barrier and cleanse without stripping. Upgrade your shower with clean vegan face and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GOOD at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code GOOD for 10% off. This one I was like giggling. Chaperone dates was normal in like the 20th century. Chaperone dating is when an older person accompanies a couple on a date to ensure they don't cross intimacy boundaries. The chaperone could be a biological parent or a mentor couple. Some reasons for chaperone dating include heartbreak, lack of communication, and traditional gender roles. Some benefits of chaperone dates include preventing couples from crossing the lines, learning to address disagreements without attacking each other, learning patience, and seeing issues from your partner's perspective.
Chaperone or chaperone?
There was a Seinfeld episode about that where Kramer had to be the chaperone because Jerry was dating like a Miss America pageant and the girls couldn't go on dates without a chaperone.
Interesting.
So this probably was around for pretty recently.
I mean, it was still around like school dances, we'd have like chaperones, but like dates is crazy to me.
Is that why she's called Chaperone? Because it's chaperone?
No.
Oh.
No. It's just my brain.
Good question,
was like,
that's just a word I haven't heard in so long.
Chaperone? It's a beautiful sounding word. Chaperone.
Chaperone.
But like you would have to, the parents would
be a cool brand
for sure,
label.
But like, that's a thing. I mean, when was the last time you even heard about that? I guess
just at school dances, that's how
or like a field trip, but we need a chaperone for the school field trip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, field trips. Did your parents ever chaperones?
Always came to field trips because she was like a stay-at-home mom, so she had the time.
Chaperone. Yeah. Does chaperone mean anything else?
Yes.
Are we sure about this?
Yes.
What is chaperone?
Chapel, I believe, is I think it's Chapel is her grandfather's or someone in her family grandfather's last name or something like that.
Okay.
And then Roan is a part of a song.
Nope, don't buy it. Anyway.
Something like that.
Just call her Chaperone.
It's a great name. Her whole
if you say Chaperone really fast, it sounds like you're saying her name.
Chaperone.
This is one where it's more of a weird social norm. They don't know if it's like outdated, but like giving cards to someone you see regularly in real life.
Giving cards?
I don't, or someone on just Reddit was like, I never understood why I get given birthday cards from people who literally live like in the same house as me. Just say happy birthday to my face.
I love cards.
Oh, birthday card? No, that's nice.
It is nice. When I saw it, I was like, oh, interesting. I do see the point of like sending a birthday card to someone who you are not with as a way of like, here, wishing you a happy birthday this way. But it's weird. We see people happy birthday, we get them a card, and they're like...
Like, it'd be weird if, like, any of us sent each other, like, a happy birthday card.
Like, in the mail?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't send anyone cards.
I think it's
cards.
If you... With money.
Yeah.
Send each other, like, 5 or 10 bucks.
Just my parents literally, one year, were like, you never send us Christmas cards. I'm like, I'm not sending anyone cards.
Yeah.
Oh, you and TJ don't do Christmas cards?
No.
Okay, if a friend... How many Christmas cards do you get from friends?
I only get them from people who have, like, children, who make those weird... fucking printouts.
And you don't put them on your fridge?
I do.
Okay. Oh, so you're hanging them up.
Yeah, but I'm like, just text me a picture.
I got one from your brother and Olivia.
Yeah.
It was just like, I mean, it's lovely, but it's just not a, it's a very strange phenomenon. Here's a picture of us.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
Like getting a card that's literally like not even ones with like Christmas cards are so weird.
Yeah,
like you're spending like whatever a dollar to send a card to someone that just says like Happy Holidays.
I love ones that come with like a really long note of just the mom summarizing up the year. Like this year,
Brantley
joined the soccer team and she's the captain.
Yeah,
meanwhile she's doing violin. Davis is doing karate. Like
I think I get it for people who have kids because like we were kind of talking about in last week's episode. Like once you have children, your lives are so different. So it's like your way to kind of reconnect and recap with everyone.
That's what Instagram's for.
But I feel like we're at a point in time where it's like, okay, just text me. Then
we see the highlights.
If you get a gift for someone, card makes sense.
Yes.
Solo card, strange.
Now I'm starting to collect cards.
I've kept every birthday card since I'm 15 years old.
I flipped out on TJ.
If I go somewhere that has really cute cards and they're at a great price, I buy a bunch of them. Because Patricia's always like, we need a card. We got to go to this place to buy cards. I'm like, I already have a whole bunch that are really great. And so
that is fun if you go to, when you travel, pick up like a little,
especially internationally,
like a postcard.
Yeah.
A lot of restaurants now, especially in New York, they give out postcards like as they bring the bill over.
That's nice.
I always keep them, and then I like write a little note of like who I was with, what the date was, and then I have them like all in my little box. Yeah.
Why did you get mad at TJ?
Because there was a pile of cards on the counter that I like set aside to put into my little box, and I went to throw something away, and he had moved them to the trash. And I was like, we don't throw away cards in this house.
It depends on how well written of the note is in the card. Like if it is just like,
hey,
the text from the card and you just happy wrote your birthday. Name, sorry, I'm not keeping that. But it has to be at least three sentences. Yeah. From the heart, and 100%. I'll keep it.
I don't know if other people... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
At that point, it's literally like, why did you give this to me?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's where I'm like,
why did you spend money on this? Like, I'm mad at you for wasting your money.
Wasting your money.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if this is like everyone did this back in the day, but before there was like phones that had pictures and stuff. I remember relatives coming back from like vacations being like, oh, can we go through the photos of my vacation? And they'd be like literally the developed photos. And
I loved that.
Sitting
with a photo album on the couch.
I'm just like, I get it. You're at a pretty sunset.
That's sticky plastic.
Did your parents scrapbook at all?
No.
I would get so jealous of like scrapbook kids who's like their parents scrapbooked because I thought they were so cool. I'm like, Mom, why don't you do this? And she's like, I don't want to fucking do all
art.
Of that. Yeah, but like I always think just scrapbooks before the internet were such a cool way of like reliving your memories. Yeah. Like your vacation looked 10 times cooler if it was like all in a scrapbook.
I love physical photos.
Yeah.
I do now as an adult, but when I was a kid, I was just like, I don't want to look at your pictures of the hotel, like pictures of an aquarium.
I really hate that when you go to a photo booth, like now, they always put a filter on them. And like when you get the printed picture, if you go to like, you know, an event, they have the photo booth and they'll print a picture, but they always are putting some fucking Instagram filter on it. It's like, this is not
like a smoothing filter.
Yeah, this is not what we look like. Why are we doing this? Like, this looks awful.
Yeah. I remember the first time I ever saw something like that was when I was in Tokyo. And I was like, whoa, this is crazy. It's like
they make you like my anime.
Face. Yeah. But they also had just like face filters. Mm-hmm. And I was like, whoa.
That's so I don't need a physical print of a.
Oh, wait.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think an outdated thing is respecting your elders. If you are not respecting me, I'm not going to respect you. I don't care that you're older than me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's a little weird because it's like, what if they're terrible to you? Yes. Like, you have to respect them? I don't think so.
I hate when I see stuff like that online and it's like an old person like being an absolute piece of shit and like half the comments are like, you need to be respectful. Like they're older than you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what?
No, that's cringe. Don't just because you're old, you don't get to be a
dick. It's like a full boomer mentality that really bothers me.
It's because back in their day, it was like a whole thing. So like that'll phase out, I think.
Well, yeah, they went to fucking World War II. Give them a, give them a break. Let them in front of you in the grocery store. But now,
thank you for your service.
Like, no, absolutely not. Matt, you had one you were going to pull up?
Oh, yeah. One was a lot of toys are marketed towards young boys consist of things like cars and guns. And it's weird because girls also get marketed like toy kitchen sets, vacuum cleaners and stuff.
As
and,
it
like,
should baby be. Dolls.
Yeah, I'm like. Yeah. You...
But, have you ever watched this podcast before? That's what we believe in. That's a joke.
Right. I just think that's that is outdated, but it still happens. But yeah. I think sometimes you need like kitchen sets. Like, don't I think always need to be just like these pinky, girly looking things? They should be like a little neutral for like both people.
Yeah,
they could be both kids to be able to like play and enjoy it.
Baby well, boys can are, play with like, pink stuff.
Yeah, they can't. Oh, yeah, true, true. But I think. Some toxic masculinity kind of goes down in like little boys' heads. We're like, I don't want to play with that because that's a pink thing and that's a girl thing. They start seeing those patterns and it makes them think that society is like this way or they can't chase their own interests into something because it is pink and it is labeled. There's nothing wrong with playing with the pink thing, but
little boys will be like,
they're know. Just like, they think that they can't touch it or be seen with it because it is pink. When if it's like a little bit more neutral and both kids can play with it.
It used to be flipped also, that pink used to be the boy color and blue used to be the girl color in like the 18, 1900s.
Really?
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah. There's like articles and you could get in like magazines and stuff and it's like, having a boy, get this pink nursery set. And pink used to be the
I'm
boy
so
color.
I'm so happy girls got pink.
Yeah. I'm not sure why or when it changed, but yeah, like
interesting.
Stuff shifts like that all the time.
Whoa.
I yeah. feel like that's been all, like a forever thing because it's so ingrained in my head.
Yeah, no, like, we think pink is girl, but like it's literally only been like 100 years or so, which is
girl.
That's actually interesting.
You looking it up?
Yeah. I don't really like know how to Google it.
My neighbor
the
is...
The
My neighbor was throwing away a kitchen set and it's like... Literally neutral. That's so weird that you said that because I just noticed. I was like, oh, that's so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like how, yeah, it should. But like.
In the 19th century, baby boys often wore white and pink. Pink was seen as a masculine colors while girls often wear white and blue.
So then what is everyone so upset about these days?
I don't know.
I mean,
maybe if it did like one toy that like Barbie come along and it was like so pink aggressively pink and then that just dominated how people saw it in their heads.
In the 1920s, pink was seen as a color that reflected masculinity.
In the 20s?
Yeah.
You should tell that. You should post that on Facebook.
Oh, they would lose their fucking minds.
Like, that's fake news media.
Do you remember like early 2000s when suddenly like pink was back? Like for like, men to wear pink. It was like only real men wear pink.
Yeah.
And you know, Abercrombie's doing pink stuff. Yep. And it was such a flex to wear pink. You were like.
It's a boy's color.
Yeah, pink also looks really good on like men, especially when they're like tan and stuff. Like it's a good color.
I love pink.
I love it. I know, me too.
An outdated social custom, a woman taking a man's last name.
Oh. Yeah,
I think, like, you should just pick the better name.
Yeah. Whoever has a cooler name.
Like, why are we even doing that?
I know.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. Like, you're a unit.
It shows unity.
Yeah. Like, I get it.
But
it's still.
Taking his name... Yeah. I think you should just have be given the option, like, oh, whose name's better?
Yeah, who's got the cooler name?
Yeah.
Or who would have a whole horrible name if we combined this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. Like, so Ralph, my Ralph brain and thinks Ralphus. About it, though. Like, I all respect, though, to people who want to do it.
Here but, we
like,
go.
Patricia didn't want to take my name. We still haven't fully done it legally, but if she never wanted to do it, it would make me feel like, oh, like, she's not like.
But would you want to take hers?
Flack?
Yeah.
If my name was something not as good as
But so that's what how she probably feels.
Yeah, sure. I would take her name if it actually sounded a lot
better.
I think
King is a really cool last name, though.
Not without my career, what it is people know me by that name. If I like switched up my last name to it, I don't know actually what I'm talking about.
I encounter this. I have a friend who's like a very like feminist, leftist, like full on that side of it, and she got married, and then. It was like a weird thing where I was like, oh, she's going to have to change her name. That feels so like oppressive and patriarchal to like, now you're forced to change your name just because you got married. I don't get it.
Well, you don't have to.
I mean, up until what, 10 years ago, it was like,
there's
nobody that it's such
a
new
hassle. I mean,
it's such a new phenomenon.
I hate that.
The hyphen?
Why
do you hate that?
So just pick one.
Okay.
just pick one.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a hyphenated last name. It'd make it too confusing.
Yes, it's too many names.
Also, Jews do when it's too Jewish. Oh, Goldberg Hirschlag. I'm like, okay, guys.
Give me half and half and get like the
You're like a full law firm at that point.
Yeah.
Like,
Goldstein Applebaum. Yeah. It's like, it just.
Oh, yeah. I just think, like, pick the cooler name. Like, for me, I was like, yeah, I'll take your last name. Like, I get to become a new person. Like, fun.
Yeah.
But if you feel, like, so strongly and, like, you don't want to change it, like, who fucking cares? Don't.
It's funny how that's referred to as your maiden name.
Yeah.
Oh, your maiden name.
Yes.
Well, it's not like the maiden voyage. It was your first name before you got married.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. It doesn't deal with, like, the feminine, the.
Oh, like you're a fair maiden?
Yeah, like a fair maiden in Limerick Town.
Oh, maybe.
In Limerick Town.
You guys are doing phenomenal Irish accents
Thank
today.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, what about this one? That the male needs to make the first move in courtship.
Oh, I actually had that as like an outdated, I think. I think like in terms of like texting first or...
No, just like straight up making the move, going for the first kiss. Do you feel like
a
guy
fair.
Should just go for the first kiss? And we're talking about like in
classic
dating couples in this situation.
I think the movie Hitch nailed it with Will Smith,
where he
you got to go in 90%, and then they gotta do the last 10.
Oh, okay. No, I think a girl can definitely go do the first move. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, and I also think like if you like someone, I think it's. You should text them if you're a girl.
Yeah, the mind games people are convinced that they need to play in dating is insane to me.
Well, it's because men suck.
Well, yes. But it also is just, like, oh, you got to wait 2 days. Don't text too bad. Don't text 2 times in a row. God forbid. Or I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the double texting. It's a whole, like.
It's the I mean, you'll see.
But then it's so confusing. It's like, he double texted me. How embarrassing. But then it's like, okay, but you were just complaining about him not texting you.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I love seeing videos of like girls or guys in their living room where they put the text on the screen and they do like a full play by play. Okay. So what are we doing here, folks? We got to hit them with the smiley face emoji.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing smiley face emoji. It's too soon for emojis.
I love situations like that. Though.
Yeah.
Where have like to a just... friend is like, there's this girl. Okay, what do I say?
Yeah.
I love coming in and like being like, okay, this is how I would say it. And then someone goes, no, this way.
I've done that before. And the people, like, it was for a girl that I was talking to, or a girl that I'm friends with. She was talking to this guy. And she wanted to see him again. And I was like, if you just do this, I promise you, you will see him again. She's like, I can't fucking do that. There's no way. You're crazy.
What was it?
I don't even remember, but it was just something like not.
Do you suck his dick?
No, I think, was I part of this conversation?
This one thing.
I don't think so.
And like, he'll see you again.
It's like Cosmo. This one thing.
No, but it's just so interesting
just
to
say,
see.
Would love to see you this weekend, or like tying it like that, rather than like also being like, hey, are you free? Or like this thing like that. If you just put
just
that out there.
Just be bold. People are so not bold. Like people are so wishy-washy that if you just say like, let's do something tomorrow, like just do that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't something any crazy or difficult, but it's interesting to see like how a girl thinks about how the guy's going to receive something. I'm like, I'm a guy. If I got this text, I would just say, yeah, that sounds great.
It's because girls are constantly being called crazy.
It's so confusing sometimes to
Aaron, if they're acting crazy.
Yeah. No, of course.
No, I know. But I
think it's just like.
I don't want to be the crazy person and double text. But it's like, that's not a crazy thing to do.
Because all our lives, like, girls are made out to be like crazy people. Yeah. So you're like, oh my God, I can't be crazy.
So you're right. That's like where it stems from.
Yeah.
Not wanting to like bother a guy.
Do you think younger kids and teens are even still like concerned about the double text?
I don't know.
Because
maybe
I feel like
not.
We grew up we grew up in like the T9. Texting stuff, and
it was a whole ordeal.
A feat to get the text through and to finally get to you. I think we're more paranoid about the second text. They're chatting and commenting on fucking
I think they're
everything.
Just Snapchatting.
Yeah, but there's also levels. There's Snapchat, Instagram DM, texting.
Oh, yeah,
and those are like levels of communication.
Too
it's
many
just
things.
One room into another room, and then you're finally like there.
Oh my God. It's funny how Snapchat like came back around.
Oh,
maybe it always
I think
stayed.
It didn't leave.
I don't think so.
I think it left for us.
Yeah, I think it did too.
And now the only reason why people like us are on it is because they are making money.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, remember when it was just fun?
Yeah.
I remember when stories weren't even a thing.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I know.
Just had the streak going.
Snapchat is too much
disappeared.
Clicking around. I'm just like,
the
really
UI
kind of
looks
like,
awful. It looks like it's for 8-year-old Willy Wonka. I don't get it.
Willy Wonka.
Shaking hands.
Oh, yeah, this filthy.
I feel like we should get rid of that.
Yeah.
I do like a proper handshake.
The worst
thing is. You know what I don't like? Well, when you're meeting someone for the first time and they like go for a hug, I'm like, okay. Oh, okay. Sure. If you're fine with a hug, I would
at
never
a party though
hug somebody for the first time.
At I always party. Do.
I think I do too. I
yeah,
do.
It always happens like if I, like, I'm at a bar, like, oh, hey, these are my friends, so and so, so and so.
Like Saturday,
and they go I was for, like a hug. I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah,
like,
I don't mind that.
You don't mind it?
I feel and like I also do it.
Also, if you're introduced as like a friend of theirs.
Yeah.
Actually, if I see like four friends and it's hug, 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 and I'm,
yes.
they go, yeah. this is our friend from Ohio. Like, oh, hi. Actually, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, okay.
I'm fine with that. As a man, do you get up if another man comes in and shake his hand?
I used to not think about it, but then I read somewhere that that's like the
you
most.
Stand up.
Yeah, always stand up to greet anybody. No matter who it is, if you're sitting down and someone that you know comes in, stand up to greet them. And I was like, that's a great thing. And then like the next day, I ran into Toby at a restaurant, the actor. And
McGuire?
No, different one.
Toby Walsh?
Toby. Yeah.
And he was like sitting with like a bunch of Tobes. People. And like I was just like, hey, man, what's up? Like just like trying to whatever. And he got up from the table, came over, shook my hand, was like, so good to see you. And I was like, what a fucking man. Like it's just such a good.
Yeah.
Such a man.
It's like a good. Don it's Draper a good. It's something that you wouldn't really yeah. think about. Like if Matt walks in, I'm going to be like, what's up, dude? But. You want to get up and show respect. Like growing up in the school where the teachers would choke us, if the teacher ever came in, if a teacher insane. Ever comes into a room, you stand up for the teacher.
What?
Whoa. Yeah.
You what? Would have to do that?
Anytime an adult comes into the room, you stand up for them. And then
damn.
You wait till they sit down and then you sit down.
Oh, yeah.
You're like we're Jewish. That. We've already been through enough.
No. It was all Jewish. It was all Jewish school.
I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah. No, I don't know. It was like a respect thing.
I don't respect anyone enough to do that.
I kind of like that.
Not even Jesus himself.
I don't know. I just think it's like a way of like getting God. The students like attention and like we're yeah. here to focus on this person who's teaching. You should stand up.
It's
like,
just
I that no. sounds very old school, but like I think it can shift kids' mindsets to being like, oh, I mean, I have to pay attention to this.
Think about this: if we're at like a dinner, okay, and then Barack Obama walks in, are we all not just going to stand up and wait
no,
for him
for
to come
sure
in?
Like, we are.
There is something to it.
Yeah,
Barack.
Is.
Yeah, I know. But when you're a kid, the principal is Barack Obama. Like, there is
the person
that's silly.
No, I saw the principal and be like, ugh.
Yeah, like I'm out to dinner. I'm having fun. Of course, I'll stand up.
Yeah.
Stand up.
I guess.
Not like in a prison for 8 hours a day and then having to stand anytime an adult walks in the room.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Sucks.
Like, I can't even eat in class.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
You don't let us talk. You
also, if
stand.
I were the teacher, I would feel so uncomfortable. I'd be like, oh my God, sit down. This
and
is
I'm like, don't look at me.
Do you guys do Irish goodbyes or when
yes.
you leave
yeah.
the party? Do
I love
you,
an
like,
Irish goodbye.
Go around
oh my God.
Saying goodbye to people.
No,
I'll say goodbye to the host and my favorite person in the room and then I'll leave.
I'm yeah, typically Irish.
Depends, but yeah, you don't need to, especially if it's a party, like a lot of people yeah. are there.
Yeah, the party doesn't really matter. I think usually I'll say bye like whoever's hosting, but that's it. But Nolan likes to talk, and I'm like, no, we got to just run out here.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I want to talk to this person real quick and say bye to this. I'm like, they don't care. Like, in yeah. my mind, I'm like, no one cares you're leaving. It's fine. Not in a bad way. It's just like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different. I mean, where you are, I guess. If you're at an intimate hangout, of course, you're going to say bye to everyone after
yeah.
you leave. But if it's like a party, yeah, I'm out. Or like emo night, I'll just like leave.
Yeah.
Do we think it is outdated to have the man ask the woman's parents for permission to marry them?
Yes. No, it's not outdated. Well, it depends on like...
Well, pick a
I
side.
I don't know. If I found out my daughter got... proposed to and like this guy didn't even check in with me out of it's just more of just a heads up this is coming. It's not like I think the whole permission thing
right
like a yes and
it's
no
like
thing
outdated.
Is that's really
yeah
it's more of like hey I'm giving you a heads up I want
it's,
to do
it's
this.
A customary thing
yeah
it's not a requirement
and like, you're not asking for permission you're asking for a blessing
yeah I feel like telling the parents not even just the dad like just the parents just to have like the conversation just so they know
yeah I just think it's out of respect.
Well what about women proposing to men?
Ooh,
it's a little cringe
but it happens.
It happens. I think it's fine but like I would never
I have
do
a buddy
that.
Who
I
got never. Proposed to one time
oh my God
it was like,
but why is it's crazy that it's like so in our heads that like it's weird
because it's just been the same way
yeah.
for so long.
Academic couple they like do gender studies and stuff and oh. I think he also knew that his wife wanted to do it
did
as
she
a
have
way
to call
like,
her dad
yeah
I don't know dad? I didn't ask I just saw the pictures and I was like oh boy like I don't know it's just so striking seeing the guy being like and the wife is down on the knee it's like oh, that's.
I think because if I proposed to someone, I'd be like, what if he just said yes because he felt like he had to?
Yeah.
I'd be like really paranoid.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
I think, yeah. Also, just like as a girl, it's like, I don't want to do that. You better ask me.
Yeah. I do enough.
Yeah.
It's been, I mean, it's just been such a custom for so long that it's definitely a strange one to do
and
that.
And it's like the woman is the one in a straight relationship. The woman is the one that gets the jewelry when you get proposed to.
It's the most feminine thing is like to get proposed to. And this is once again straight.
Like, yeah, it's like very gender norm. Yeah, but yeah.
Heteronormative like relationship thing we're picking at. So, but I don't know. I mean, if you want to do it and you talk about it to your husband that you would like to propose to him, and if he is fine with that, then by all means, go do that.
I don't know. I'm trying to think if I like saw it, I'd be like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I'd be like, I would feel
just like, oh my gosh, all these people are going to like, I'd feel like a little embarrassed, but I would love the moment, but just the image of it, I'd feel like embarrassed by. That's my anxious brain speaking. But that's not my, like, I think that. Truly.
Go ahead.
No, sorry. I was like, also wearing white on your wedding day, it's kind of an outdated norm where white really means you're a virgin.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah. Because you're pure. And people, like, now it's just everyone wears white for their wedding.
I think you should wear white
at your wedding because that distinguishes that you are the bride
now,
at your wedding.
Now it makes more sense that way.
Just blend in with all the other guests.
Well, like, I feel like no matter what, you'll know who the bride is.
Yeah, it's gotta be pretty wild. My friend wore
a pink dress.
Did she make everyone else wear a certain color to make... I just think as a bride, you should stand out from everyone.
She stood out.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I guess if you're like a friend, like a plus one, maybe you wouldn't know if they weren't wearing white.
You would know. It's always going to be like a... Probably like a better gown.
Yeah, it's not like a bridesmaid dress. Yeah. This one I had no idea was a thing, and this was one of them. I'm like, what if everyone knows this exists? But do you guys know what calling cards are?
Yeah.
Like, when you visit someone's house?
Oh.
Wait, no.
Like a social business card? Like.
Yeah, it says, when you visited someone, you would leave your card with a butler or maid who would place it on a tray and take it to the person you were visiting. The card's texture, engraving style, and even the time you left it could convey information about you, such as your social position. If the person you were visiting didn't have a card for you, it could be a sign that they didn't want to be friends.
Oh, it's like Facebook. Like, I kind of like
this. They didn't want to be friends.
Because that's the way you could keep track of, like, who you had over, who you met. Oh, I want to call up that person. It's your way of, like, collecting your social network of friends.
So you always have a card on you.
Uh-huh.
And if you give me yours, but I don't give you mine, it's like, no thanks, I'll see you later.
What if you don't have any on you?
Well, I think that's part of then. But then you'd maybe bring it up, like back in the day, you'd be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm out of cards. Yeah. Can I write a
telegram?"
Oh God!
Wow. So people were doing like social media, like back in the day. That is
the OG
follow for follow Fridays.
It'd be interesting to live a day in like that era where it's like
posting was just so huge too. Like or back in the gender norms of where the guy was like working all day, the wife, especially if you were a high up of social status, you would be hosting these parties for women to come over and play cards, and you would just talk about the social gossip. But you had to do that to stay relevant and like be a person of interest and power. It's like you had to host,
yeah,
and you had to have people over and enjoy your nice stuff.
When they were like, the idea of a restaurant has not always been around, and it used to be considered rude to have strangers see you eat. It would almost be like going to the bathroom. Like, you don't go to the bathroom in front of people. You don't eat in front of people.
What?
And so when they first started, I heard about this on Conan's podcast. He was like, and so people, when they would first set up restaurants, they would only have like a few tables. They were very far apart, and it was just considered very rude to be seen eating in front of somebody. And now we don't even think about it. And there's things like today that we probably think would be insanely rude, but in 100 years from now, we won't even think about. But
it's like slurping. In other countries, it's a sign of respect. And here it's like
slurping is a sign of respect.
Eating like ramen or
like their food.
Going.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I noticed though in Japan and Korea, like you can't be consuming or eating things like on the go. Like, you can't...
Well, they have no trash cans anywhere.
Like, right.
Because no they don't want cans, you to
but,
do that.
But it's also just, like, moving. Like, you can't be, like, walking around with a, like, ice cream cone. You need to be, like, going and, like, sitting in an area, almost like you're having a cigarette or whatever, and consume that food product. Even when I was on the airplane, I was just going down the aisle, and I was, like, had a Sprite in my hand. I just drank the Sprite, and I was like, this would be such a no-no in, like, Japan or Korea that I'm just walking down the aisle drinking something. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they'd pass out coming to a grocery store here and eating grapes. Yeah, like shopping.
Yeah.
One I had was, I mean, this is like obvious, but I just always think about it. Morning dress code, like when you're mourning, like going to a funeral.
Oh.
Like wearing black is not like really a thing. Like late 20th century was when it kind of went out of style.
I feel like it's
who's
still
not
pretty
wearing black?
Well, you still do, but it's just not like required.
You're shocked. Sometimes people are
tie dye with a visor.
Life. Yeah.
It depends on like the type of death, but I feel like sometimes people are like, dress colorful. They would have wanted it.
Yeah, yeah. Because in my mind, I'm like, I always need to wear black to a funeral. But
yeah.
It's not
I always
like,
have a funeral
no.
suit. I have a black suit just for funerals.
Oof. Oh, gosh. The funeral suit.
Ugh.
What?
I don't know. Is that like front and center in your closet? You're seeing it every day?
No, it's not.
Teachers not letting kids pee?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's just beyond. That's just torture. That's crazy.
It's so crazy.
It is. There has to be like a system, because I obviously they don't let them because they're like, what if they just like walk around the school or whatever. Yeah. It's like, I understand the reasoning, but it's like, it's not right.
There were certain kids that were a lot, this is talking about elementary school, we would have bathroom breaks where we would all go out and this was your time to pee. And then,
but not everyone's
school,
bladder.
They wouldn't let you go use the bathroom during class, but middle school you could. You would ask for a bathroom pass.
Yeah. But even sometimes teachers would be like, no.
But I knew some kids in elementary school who had bladder issues and they were allowed to go pee.
I feel like, yeah, I think when I got to high school, we would get like hall passes. So like there'd be hall monitors. So it's like,
yeah,
you would get caught if you were just
jacking off.
We
had a teacher in middle school who, when if you had to go to the bathroom, you had to put a toilet seat over your head.
I think you told us
he
this.
Did, yeah.
That oh, is, yeah, you would like, to show
that's
that you're.
Shame.
Yeah.
Like, Coach Beach would
shame.
Do that.
Oh, of course shame. He was a coach. What's he doing now?
What's she doing now?
I'm
probably coaching volleyball still.
When you would have syphilis back in the day, they'd tell you to rub mercury on it, which is toxic.
No, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. There was also like the, sorry, this just like goes with it.
Yeah.
Oops. Okay. It says, today we would feel deranged to think we could cure a cold with a small dose of heroin. Yet 100 years ago, this is a common ingredient in many cold remedies and cough syrups. How about a little cocaine to treat your toothache? Just head down to your local pharmacy and grab it off the shelf. No script necessary.
Whoa.
When you're there, don't forget to pick up some morphine and opiates, as they were also available over the counter.
Let's get a time machine.
Get that fixed.
That's crazy.
They probably were not nearly as strong as they are today. Yeah.
But they were definitely in
it. But it's crazy.
It was just Advil.
Yeah. They put like cocaine in like Coke when it first came out.
Oh, yeah.
That is crazy.
Yum.
Tattoos used to be just if you have a tattoo, you're a criminal working at a liquor store or just like never going to get a real job.
My parents' friends, like when I visit, they'll be like, I love your piercings. They're so, what's the word?
Edgy.
They're so not dainty, but.
Delicate?
Yes, it's like we're like that where it's like they're not like
edgy,
gross. I don't know.
Oh,
it's just
oh,
weird.
Oh! I see what you're
they're
saying.
They're like it's so I can't think of the word. Whatever.
Intricate.
No, it's like a nice word, like
elegant.
Fine.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. But it's basically the opposite of like gross. And I'm like, what? I don't know. It's just weird. It's like how would what?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I mean, I remember growing up. If you
tasteful.
Saw someone with a tattoo,
sorry, I just remembered it. Tasteful.
Your piercings
sorry,
are
yes.
tasteful?
So, oh, you're, I, like, you have so many piercings, but they're so tasteful.
Nice.
And I'm like, is that like a back
no,
you're
I
like, oh, one
nice.
Of my nipples is well, also pierced. Do you want
to
see that?
My dad, I was like, what if I get my vagina pierced?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Mike would love.
Do you think more and more people get tattoos every year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they're way more common.
I like take note of it now. I think that there are more people with tattoos than without tattoos now. Like when I'm out and about,
that's.
Well, and LA. You're in LA,
that's
too.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. I guess, like, in a city.
You think there's more people who have tattoos than there
walk
are
walk around
people?
Anywhere you go.
Should we
every
I think
single
so.
Person has a tattoo.
Okay, based on a city, or are we talking about the United States population?
I'm saying where I live. Let's call it Los Angeles.
How many people in Los Angeles have tattoos?
I don't think we're going to get a statistic on that, but anytime you go out of your house, you will see someone under
how
30 with a tattoo.
Well, okay. It says, according to the 2023 Pew Research Center, 32% of American adults have at least one tattoo.
Who
20,
is,
22% having more than one.
So one out of every three people in the whole country has one. That number for sure goes up when it gets younger people, so like 30 and below. And in cities where there's like...
cool people.
Yeah, like cool, hip, cultured people.
Cool people.
I'm just telling... it's something I've noticed because I don't have any. I will never get one. And on like dating apps, I see it. Every single girl has a tattoo on dating app. Every single girl when you go out to a bar... I don't know. Guys, too. Every single guy has some...
Yeah, I think it is like being in LA for sure.
I
And it used to just be like a death sentence for your career.
I was going to say, like, it was like a thing. Honestly, there are still some places that are like, if you have tattoos that you can see, like, you can't work here. That was a big thing for flight attendants.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. My friend, she wanted to be a flight attendant, but she was like so worried because she was like, oh my God, what if they can see this tattoo? Like, I won't be able to do it.
I had a teacher in high school.
And if you had colored hair.
If I had a pilot coming on like full fucking sleeve or face tattoos, I'd be like,
oh. Well, you're trapped in the 90s.
Sorry. Yeah. No, actually, I take that back. No, that's badass. My bad.
You can think that. It's fine.
I had a high school teacher who always had to wear long sleeves. And I was like, brother, it is 90 degrees outside. What are you wearing? And he had like a tattoo that, if you would have worn short sleeves, like, would have just peeked out a little bit.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, yeah, they would fire me if they saw that. And
he should have made, like, custom.
Yeah.
Like a custom length.
Yeah.
But now I'm pretty sure he's still a teacher there. We follow each other on Instagram, and I'm pretty sure he just wears t-shirts, nice. And he has full sleeves now.
Oh, cool.
And it's just like, I think that's a good cultural shift, because it's just such a silly thing to
it's
be like,
so dumb.
Oh, don't be friends with him. He has tattoos.
It's funny, too, that was a thing, like, oh, my God, tattoos bad, but, like, so many veterans get tattoos literally, and stuff, and it's like, what?
My dad's tattoos are like the ones that you see that are like mom, like because he was a vet, like
those
literally
are, like, sick again.
Yeah, like would have like those kinds of tattoos.
Yeah. So yeah, that's funny. Like literally, people fought for our country had them, but if we got them, it was like, you're disgusting.
But just the amount of people who 15, 20 years ago, their whole career got derailed.
Yeah.
Because they have like a heart on their it's just crazy. But this is one of those things I think is a good new norm that we don't have.
And they would do it with hair color, too.
Oh, yeah, if you had a different hair color.
Like pink.
Yeah, or red.
Purple.
Carly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, I'm a
so
rebel.
So dumb.
Yeah. People are just scared of change.
Yeah, I couldn't be a respiratory therapist if I kept my hair that color.
You
they told
be a
me
what?
When I was in school for respiratory therapy, my instructor was like, you will have to change your hair. And I was like, okay, I'm done.
But like, literally why?
Because there was,
so
it's the
stupid.
Leftover from like the Puritan.
It's so stupid. It's like,
so
you don't get crazy. You don't have as much respect.
Have you seen the intro of the Olympics? We're going down as a society.
Yeah, I know. There's the devil everywhere. Yeah, that's when I decided I couldn't be a respiratory therapist.
But I don't know. I don't know. I think it's bullshit. Yeah, they shouldn't hire you for that. But yeah, if you had a heart surgeon coming in with like crazy, a green colored hair, I'd be like,
but why?
Well, I don't know. It's just rude. It just doesn't feel. I don't know. I don't feel.
I get where you're coming from. I do. Cause
sure. Like if I was getting like a pedicure from someone with green hair, I'd be like, okay, cool.
Yeah, whatever.
Like whatever. I think it's just the seriousness of it. Maybe I'm totally wrong. I don't know. But like I don't.
But if like a doctor,
it's a sense of professionalism. That's what I'm getting at. Where this is a very serious thing that we're doing here is we're doing open heart surgery, and you're coming in with green
manic
pink
panic
hair. It's just like I want to feel, and we just want to create a safe environment. And I don't think that you're dangerous, but it doesn't communicate to me like you're a serious.
Is that crazy?
It doesn't communicate that you're a serious person. I think you could be a pediatrician and a fun nurse with kids and stuff and have pink hair. Okay.
What do you think of
maybe
tattoos?
Maybe you could be even a cancer doctor with kids and have pink hair because you need to create a fun, safe environment for them.
What about if you were getting surgery and you saw the surgeon had tattoos?
If they had face tattoos, I would be like a little like,
just right here.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm a surgeon.
But who knows? Maybe they were a vet as well, and they served their time, and then they were a surgeon and went through medical school and did the damn thing. It's just, I don't know. I would just be a little like, oh,
I'm trying
my
to like
goodness.
Really put myself, like when I was getting my appendix out, I think if the surgeon came up to me before, because he did, and if he had like crazy colored hair, I probably wouldn't be like, I don't want him to do the surgery. I'd just be like, that's crazy.
I think it's also the style. If he had like a green mohawk, I'm like, okay, maybe I don't want this like the
and
mohawk.
And it's like splotchy,
so
like doing it himself.
Because the mohawk is on. That's like a choice. The mohawk is a choice. But
so
like,
so is just having the green hair is a choice as well. This is like deeply, what we're doing is like picking apart just like prejudice, and I don't want this to make it seem like I'm having preconceived notions. I feel like everybody has the right to express themselves, but I can see in certain professional environments how you would be like, we don't want you having green hair because we need to communicate that we're a serious business and we're taking our patients seriously.
Or like what makes someone lawyer with different color hair less serious?
I think it's like a little bit of fun, expressive personality
like
in a way. It's a distraction. Yeah. It's a distraction to what we're here to do. And we need to communicate. We want the business to run well. We want to communicate to our clients. We
or like a lawyer, like in a court, and your lawyer has a suit, but a purple mohawk. It's like,
And, like, he was a good lawyer. What if he was the best lawyer?
He can be in those types of scenarios. Of course, someone can be the best at anything and rock the fucking do.
Yeah.
Go, more power to you. Hopefully, you get good business from doing that. But
yeah, it's like, I wonder, why do we think it's like, oh, that's crazy?
I think it's just
not that I think it's crazy, but it's like, yeah, if I had a surgeon come in with like bright green hair, like I've just never seen it before.
Because we associate like
it's not normalized.
People who accessorize in that type of way maybe have a different type of career path and way they like enjoy themselves and stuff. Like,
I think we're just
fit the norm
of what we're used to right now
for a surgeon.
I think it'll change though.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one more that maybe y'all didn't know, but women used to not drink alcohol or like be out in bars.
What?
Like the bars used to be a place for the men to go and drink with each other and then go home to their wives, and like women were never seen in bars. And I saw a video of, it was like in Australia in the 80s, and they were like, well, we're going to integrate this bar and allow women into the bar. And all these dudes are like, we don't want no women here. This is where we come to be.
It's like a man cave.
Yeah. And like but the woman was like, well, wouldn't you love if there was like a beautiful woman sitting next to you? And then you see it click in his head and he's like,
are dumb.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
No, I know.
But it was a wild thing that like the bars, I mean, you think about like the saloons.
That's crazy.
Saloons.
In the Old West, in the saloons, there's not a woman at the bar.
Yeah, they would have prostitutes.
They're
hired.
They're doing a service. There aren't women socializing at the bar.
Like, I think it's ridiculous how strip clubs are called gentlemen's club. gentleman thing ever that you're going and just tossing dollar bills.
They're trying to make it like seem more classy, I think.
Yeah.
But, so that is funny.
But yeah, and even drinking alcohol, women, oh no, I don't indulge. Like drinking alcohol for a woman was like a faux pas.
Sin.
Yeah.
Huh.
I know. We've come a long way. Ago? Probably like the 1800s, I feel like.
1999.
Yeah. But just no women in bars is crazy, because that's our entire culture now, is people go meet each other at bars.
Yeah.
Whereas it used to just be like men in the saloon with their guns and their whiskey and their cards. And like, bars were just gentlemen's clubs, but then, well, not real strip clubs, but
right. But I think because the prostitution was going on, they didn't want the women in there knowing that they were like cheating on their wives getting up to all that debauchery with like civil women present viewing them.
And
because then they would be like,
you seen the video in the 80s when they passed the no drinking and driving law?
No.
It was like an ABC interview like in the South somewhere, and they passed a legal law that you cannot drink and drive anymore. Like, it used to be you could have a beer on your way home from work, and all these guys in the South were like, this is un-American. It's about our freedom. If I want to drink a beer on my way home, I can do it. And now it's like,
it's crazy now.
It sounded like they were like anti-vaxxers of like, they're not going to make me take a vaccine. Yeah. They're like, they're not going to take away my beer.
So they've always been that way.
Yeah, basically.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Just people who are...
I mean, it would be nuts if you're driving and someone's just drinking like a Bud Light.
In Europe, though, you still can. I think you can drink a beer while you're driving as long as it's like under a certain limit. I might be wrong about that, but I think it's a little bit more relaxed in Europe.
Have you ever gotten in someone's car and they have like the...
The breathalyzer?
The breathalyzer in the car to start the car. When I was 16, I was working at this baseball park, and it was like one of my first weeks there. And we went to like go eat at Sonic, like with all the employees, and we got in this girl's car, and she was like, pulled out the breathalyzer thing and was doing it. I'm like, what's that?
At least you know she's sober.
Like, Matt, stop. And I was like, what? I was like, and I realized what it was, and I was just quiet the whole time.
Oh my God. I feel like as a teen, I would have no idea.
Yeah. I was just
is that how you found out what it was, or you knew what it was and you were like...
I knew those existed, because in like, 40-year-old virgin or whatever, Leslie Mann's character has one. I know that, and I knew they were in movies, but just like in the moment, I'm like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I want to get one just to see, like, not for my car, but like a breathalyzer, just to like see what I am at different points of drinking.
I had one, and when I lived in Brooklyn, we bought one for parties just to see who was getting the most fucked up.
Oh, Matt Doan has one, and he brings it out.
Oh, like, really?
It's a fun thing. I gotta pee so
bad.
Me
too, me too.
Okay.
Our bladders are emptying right now.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Good
Outdated
Influences.
Norm is segregated bathrooms.
Yeah, we all pee together, if you didn't know. We all pee in the same bathroom.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Well, he doesn't really like it, I don't think.
I mean, it's fine.
He waits outside.
Well, we peed next to each other.
That was the first time.
We held hands.
You must have really had to go.
Oh, yeah, I did. Well, not in the same stall, just to be clear.
No, but we held hands underneath.
Okay.
I said it was okay.
All right, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.